USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department is suing Texas over its new election law. The DOJ is saying the law violates the Voting Rights Act and Civil Rights Act by making it harder for people to vote. A Russian analyst was arrested after being accused of lying to the FBI five times about his contributions to the Steele dossier and the Trump-Russia probe. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham talks about the investigation, saying he thinks the FBI held back information from the court in early 2017.
I'm looking for people in the FBI that knew about the fraud of the dossier in January and March to come forward and say, I told higher-ups, because they got a warrant in April of 2017 after their Russian subsource said it's a bunch of garbage.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
There has yet to be a definitive determination as to where the SARS-CoV-2 virus originated. Some suggest it was transferred from bats to humans in a wet market in Wuhan, China, while others claim it came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology with the funding from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News there's no doubt in his mind where it originated from.
Most of the evidence now points towards that this pandemic that killed 5 million people around the world came from a lab in Wuhan. It came because they're doing experiments where they combine viruses and then they measure to see if they're more infective or more dangerous. Well, that was happening. The NIH has admitted it.
More than a dozen lawmakers are asking President Biden to rescind medals awarded following the Wounded Knee Massacre of 1890. Lawmakers wanting Biden to use his executive authority to strip the medals of honor. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is expressing concerns about an uptick in COVID cases as the winter season approaches. Walensky citing the unpredictable Delta variant and numbers of unvaccinated Americans during a Senate hearing on Thursday. This as a push to get COVID booster shots out to those who are eligible. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis believes the booster shot will be needed eventually to be fully vaccinated.
Make no mistake about it. Those individuals who have gone through a normal vaccination series for COVID, you will be determined to be unvaccinated very soon. They will do that. They are going to tell you you're unvaccinated and you have to get a booster. Otherwise, you could potentially face loss of employment or other types of penalties. So that is going to happen. They're not putting that in the rule, but they're already asking for feedback on how to do this going forward. So this is just the tip of the iceberg. It's going to get more restrictive. There's going to be more power brought to bear going forward if we don't stand up now and fight back. I just think people are so sick of constantly being bossed around, restricted, mandated, all these different things. We've had enough of it, and we want people to be able to make their own decisions.
Week 9 of the NFL season kicks off Thursday night with the Indianapolis Colts hosting the New York Jets. Kickoff set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.